Welcome back. You already know what it is. Thank you for joining me. This is what we do, baby. We go over topics. We learn about things. We try to figure it out. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we do. I had something really interesting I wanted to bring up. It's not really, it's a kind of off topic, but it's a insider article about all these monoliths showing up in different places like Utah, Romania, and I guess they're all shiny metal, and it's a monolith that, you know, it's like 9 foot tall, and it's just disappeared. Oh, they're saying it's disappeared now, as quietly as it was erected. No one knows where it came from or who put it near the Pietronium 4 days ago, but the structure appeared on the same day. A twin monolith vanished from the Utah desert. The origin and subsequent disappearance of both monoliths remains a mystery, though. A leading theory reported by the New York Times suggests the Utah structure is a work by the U.S. artist John Kracken. The Utah monolith lived in the desert for years, but the Romanian monolith had a much shorter lifespan. So apparently they're saying it's illegal. But I thought that was interesting. I had a couple other topics I wanted to go over with you. And let me
there's this Fortune article, it's about AI, it's, Know When to Fold Them, how a company best known for playing games used AI to solve one of the biology's greatest mysteries. In March 13, 2016, two men dressed in winter coats and woolen hats to defend against the frigid night air walked side by side through the crowded streets of downtown Seoul. Locked in animated conversation, they seem oblivious to the pulsating neon enticements of the surrounding dumpling houses and barbecue joints. They are visitors, having come to South Korea on a mission, the culmination of years of effort. They have just succeeded. So basically, they have achieved what they have achieved will cement their places in the annals of computer science. They have built a piece of artificial intelligence software able to play the ancient strategy game Go, apparently expertly, that it handily defeated the world's top player. Now the two men are discussing their next goal, their conversation captured by a documentary film crew shadowing them. I'm telling you, we can solve protein folding, says to his walking companion. That's like, I mean, it's just huge. I'm sure we can do that now. I thought we could do that before, but now we definitely can do it. Hassabis is the co-founder and chief executive officer of DeepMind. Ooh, what is DeepMind? That sounds interesting. So let's get into DeepMind. The CEO of Microsoft, one of the world's most valuable companies with a market capitalization where I'm not even going to say it, filmed a short video with Sam Altman, the 34-year-old entrepreneur. Why are they mentioning Zach Galifianakis in this? This is just insane. The setup for the three-minute segment, which Nadella posted to his LinkedIn profile, bore an uncanny resemblance to an episode of the online video series Between Two Ferns. Blah, blah, blah. So, our mission is to develop artificial general intelligence, broad AI systems that can do a lot of tasks at superhuman level. I think that this will be the most important technological development in human history. No, that would be, that's not even that big of a deal. And what do you mean by superhuman? When we have computers that can really think and learn, that's going to be transformative. Now, that is true. That is very interesting that how, a machine can think and process, right? The only question is how did they do this? So when these machine learnings learn, they're usually, from my understanding, I'm not sure how they learn, like what data they, read basically, or like code it to themselves for themselves to read, however that works. But I've read certain, that they read articles on the internet and are able to make assumptions and some sort, put things together and learn basically. I think that's a part of it, but there may be a don't quote me on that. I think they get their data, they learn from other data that I don't know yet. With Microsoft's headling, grappling investment in OpenAI company's commitment to that commission, and from a strategic point of view, he officially entered the Microsoft and technological arms race against Alphabet, Google's parent company, and a handful of others competing to develop technology that could radically reshape the business world. So it's good to know that they, and they're really just trying to and make this a business thing where it helps businesses and helps people. I mean, if you think about it, if we have robots working and we get to, develop spiritually and whatever, you got to think of it that way as well. So, it could radically reshape the business world. The outcome of the race could well determine whether Microsoft, Alphabet, or someone else is the world's most valuable company in 20 years' time. So the investment was a subtle acknowledgement that his company's own internal efforts to stay at the bleeding edge of AI technology were falling short. And so they go on about saying how they want to capture it, this new technology. But why is it so special? So why is DeepMind so special? What is so special? The underlying breakthroughs in algorithms, data science, and computing are responsible for much of the current excitement about both types of AI. But the two are distinct in their capabilities, and at the moment, only narrow AI actually exists. AGI is a purely theoretical technology. So you're saying it doesn't even exist? What are you talking about? Narrow AI is often compared to an idiot savant? Wow. It's good only at specific skill like recognizing speech or identifying faces, and today it requires many thousands of millions of examples to learn that skill well. Even so, these systems are incredibly valuable and are getting more so. The McKinsey Global Institute estimates that the application of narrow AI will add some $13 trillion to the global economy by 2030. Wait, so you're saying that they don't even have? I've thought we were far along than that. But AGI would be many times more valuable still. AGI is the AI of Hollywood and sci-fi paperbacks. It is ever ha if it ever happens, it would make all the technological wonders of today's narrow AI look a quaint as Stone Age axe heads. AGI promises a single piece of software capable of learning almost any task at human or superhuman level, a system that can master new skills quickly, perhaps by watching a single demonstration or just by reading. With no training at all, and maybe entirely on its own initiative. So I thought we were far along, then I thought we were close to that. So it looks like this Fortune magazine or article is saying that AGI is what we wanna be. And it goes on to say, imagine that rather than assign a 15-person task, okay, la la. Of course, as with nuclear power, such superintelligence might also be dangerous, and Musk himself has famously warned AGI has long been fodder for novelists, filmmakers, philosophers, and futurists. It has been the implicit, at times explicit, goal of entire branch of computer science. at least since the 1950s, but AGI was always a research project. It was never a business plan until now. So the only thing was, you know, can't we put it in a way to where they, we can make an algorithm into the AI, interpret or insert some sort of coding that will not allow it to become dangerous? That's something interesting. I don't know. You know, maybe that's not how it works, but a lot of big tech is in this too, spending big bucks in the quest for AGI. Microsoft and Alphabet each sponsor not one, but two separate R&D entities largely dedicated to developing advanced AI. Facebook has invested in a blue sky AI lab. Chinese search giant Baidu has one too, and smaller labs exist at Uber, Salesforce, and others. Investment in AGI is forecast to reach $50 billion by 2023, according to a report from Seattle-based research from Mindcommerce. So they're saying this is decades away. I mean, that's crazy. I thought it was right around the corner. I really did. So, I mean, the reception helps sell cloud computing services. So, analysts from... But AGI isn't merely about playing defense. Research towards AI, AGI feeds progress into narrow AI. The thing about AI is when you work to push forward the research, the downstream applications are incredible, says Mark Cuban. Musk's view about the dangers of AGI have been informed by his involvement as an early investor in an unusual London-based startup called DeepMind. Founded in 2010, the company is led by Denise Hassabis, a former chess prodigy turned video game entrepreneur who has an undergraduate degree in computer science and a PhD in cognitive neurosciences. Intuition is that by drawing inspiration from the way the human brain works, DeepMind can achieve AGI. DeepMind's mission statement is so audacious, it borders on the ridiculous to solve intelligence. And then use that to solve everything else. It began to look less ridiculous, though, in 2013 when DeepMind stunned computer scientists by debuting an algorithm that had taught itself to play seven different classic Atari video games such as Pong, Space Invaders, and Breakout. I mean, is that really that big of a deal? I thought we were far ahead. Achieving superhuman performance in three of them. What is superhuman performance in Pong and Space Invaders? What are we talking about here? What are we talking about? The breakthrough resounded through Silicon Valley. The race for AGI is on. And then apparently Google Brain, which is Google, acquired DeepMind for $650 million. A mass sum for a company that didn't have a single product or dollar of revenue. Meanwhile, Facebook, which had also been in the hunt to buy DeepMind, established its own artificial intelligence research lab headed by Yan Li Kun, one of the field's top researchers. The thing about AI is when you work to push... We already talked about that. So Musk is saying he doesn't like how if they achieve superhuman intelligence that they may take control. So if it's decades away, you know, hopefully there's people that have the thoughts of somehow incorporating some sort of algorithm to, you know, not allow it to, you know, become disruptive, you know, still allow it to, you know. So that's just a question that I cannot answer. But the other thing about Elon is isn't he the one who is inventing these chips that go into people's heads? I mean, what side are you on? You know, what are you doing, bro? No, but I mean, think about it. I mean, it could help you, but, you know, do you want a chip in your head? I think it's a big decision you have to make, you know, but I just don't understand how he contradicts himself saying, I'm warning you guys, when, you know, he's a part of, I think it's called something Mind Warp or something, where he's testing on pigs and So, that is kind of interesting, but so yeah, these companies are doing big things. They are almost doing, when you read these type of things, like Microsoft has had a long-standing research organization with labs around the world dedicated to state-of-the-art technologies from virtual reality, cybersecurity, and yes, to AI. But as a company, Microsoft has mostly been interested in augmenting human intelligence. So that just means putting, making a computer, be intelligent. So they're not, t I mean, when they start talking about, well, they are. Elon is already doing that. So I'm, separately, OpenAI revealed a language algorithm capable of taking a few human-written sentences, is what I was talking about, and then riffing on them, generating several paragraphs of coherent prose, a significant leap forward in the field of natural language processing. Yeah, so they're like making. Finally, in October, the company debuted a human-like robotic hand that could unscramble a Rubik's Cube. Robotists have struggled for years to mimic the dexterity of human hands. OpenAI's hand learned the task well enough that more often than not, it could unscramble the cube without dropping it. The three announcements show a lot about how OpenAI thinks it can get to AGI, and also why the organization has become lightning rod for criticism. So, and then here we go. The current system, which is AI Boom, is built on neural networks, a kind of software loosely based on the human brain, arrayed in multiple layers. These artificial neurons convert some raw input, such as pixels in an image, to some output, such as the label cat, because of the many intermediate layers of artificial neurons that the networks rely on. They're said to be deep, and using the performed task is called deep learning. Current research in the AGI largely divides into two camps. So as long as, so they're wanting to make the robot be able to like see images and stuff. So, and this costs a lot of money, so clearly they are, but it's interesting stuff, what do you guys think about it? I mean, so it looks like we're gonna be decades away from even, having to make a decision about any sort of integration between technology and the human, so I think it's just gonna help us. So I love you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.